All right, welcome everyone. This is Tristan.
And Sabrina.
The VIP Club show. It's almost more like a show.
It is. It's the Red, White, and Blue show right here, right now.
Yes, and happy holidays to all of you that are celebrating that holiday, or just happy every day to you. We are so thrilled and grateful and privileged that we get to play with you on these special calls and that you're part of our lives. You're part of our community, whether you play with us on Facebook or you send us emails or we see you face-to-face from time to time. We just love you, and we're glad that we get to share this life with you. So also welcome anybody new. We do have new folks coming in all the time, and just want to welcome you and explain and just...
Are you going to tell them about the initiation?
Oh, no, not yet.
No, okay.
Still further down the
line. All right.
We're just messing with you. But if you are new to this and you're kind of wondering, what did I sign up for? Well, Lily...
You have no idea.
We're going to get you. We are here to lighten the load. We're here to be playful with you and also help you go through programs that you may have invested that are created by us, by Satori Method, like the Qigongs, the meditations, the yoga, the mindset, all that good mind, body, spirit stuff. We're here to inspire you and encourage you to stay on the path, keep working the craft, get it into your lifestyle so that it becomes a way of life for you. And you can overcome so many things. You know, a lot of folks come to us for healing, boosting their health, and some folks come because they are seeing there's this way of using energy to create and manifest, if you will, a beautiful life, and we just have to apply in the right way. And as our friend John Assaraf always says, you've got to apply the right information in the right way, in the right order, and you get great results. So we're all about that. Sabrina, will you set up?
And I bet somebody said it before John, and John just keeps saying it.
Maybe so.
Because it sounds more like Betty Crocker.
Oh.
Betty Crocker, when I used to love, I used to have a little Easy Bake oven.
Yeah.
And I seriously did. It was bright green with a white top, and you cooked a little cake inside in a little tiny cake pan, like a small pancake.
Okay.
And they gave you the mix.
Real mix.
Yeah, the Betty Crocker Easy Bake Oven came with...
I'm a boy, I didn't have this.
It's powder, you mix it with water. And there's two light bulbs in there. And
did you cook it with the light bulb?
Yeah,
I bet you gave it to your mom.
No, my dad.
Your dad, and did he like it?
Oh, yeah, strawberry cakes, and then you bought the can of strawberry frosting.
What started you on this?
He ate them. Oh, John.
Thank you.
He said the right things in the right order.
And Betty Crocker does the same thing.
Well, yeah, when you're doing a recipe, she says in one bowl you combine, like, the eggs and the milk and stuff, and in another bowl you put the flours, and then you mix the two together in the right order, in the right way, at the right time.
So sequencing is important.
Sequencing. So I'm saying, I bet John got it from Betty.
He probably had a Betty Crocker little thing.
He probably read the back of the cake box and thought, that's great. I think I'll write a book about that.
We love John. He's a dear, dear friend of ours. We're going to be seeing him soon. So he's been on our mind messing. We've been messing with each other in texts. Okay, so Sabrina, I want you to set this up for us. It's about, there's some summer stuff coming up. We're in the summer vibration right now. We're busy. Life's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And what are we going to learn on this call?
Well, on this call, as we were joking around before the call, I said, we want you guys to know we actually have a plan.
We do.
About what we're going to share with you today. We've taken some time to put the pen to the paper, to have conversations, to do a little research, to find some resources and nuggets for you. We have a plan of how this next little time together is going to unfold. Because if we didn't, we'd just get on here and talk about Betty Crocker. No, okay. We would just get on here and ramble, and we wouldn't know where is the 15-minute mark, where is the half-hour mark. At the end of the call, none of us would feel like something was really accomplished, or at least it would be a gamble. So today's call, we're going to talk about having a plan, not as a heavy thing, because there's so many types of plans, right? You have a financial plan. You have a plan for the day. You might have dinner plans.
Mm-hmm.
You might have just your normal, like my biggest plan that I repeat is my daily plan.
Mm.
What do I do at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, sort of like an hourly thing. My day is in chunks based on teaching or appointments or scheduling. So everything is a plan. Actually, not having a plan
is
a plan, and you get the doesn't yield great results.
Right.
Right? I compared it to either you have a plan or it will seem like you live a life as a procrastinator, right? Like, if you have a plan, when you see that the last roll of toilet paper is halfway through, the plan is go get some more.
That is a good plan to have.
If you don't have a plan,
you're
going to end up with a box of Kleenexes for a couple of days. We know.
We do know.
Kristen knows.
Hey, now,
you're the tissue boy.
Come on now. All right, so if we've got a plan, then we want to talk a little bit about what's going on with our summer plans, right? Whether that involves taking trips or vacations or finally getting around to tackling some projects we've been putting off, like cleaning up the garage, Sabrina, you and I both. But if we're not careful, at the end of the summer, we can be left feeling exhausted, burned out, and like we got nothing left to give.
Mm-hmm.
That can happen, you know,
right.
Especially with all the trips and things that people try to squeeze into summertime. You ever feel like you need a vacation from your vacation? I've been known to say that from time to time. So if we burn ourselves out and if we don't have a well-organized plan to manage ourselves and our level of energy, we get into a host of problems. And it usually affects our health first. The body breaks down. The body gets messed up. We'll talk a little bit about disruptions and things. But the mind gets more tweaked too. You feel more stressed. There's a heaviness. There's a burden feeling. Because when there's only so much time in the day that your plan can fit into, but there's more stuff that needs to be on that agenda, you're stressed. You and I, Sabrina, we get this. When we try to put too many things into the plan, there's no breathing room. And it causes stress.
That should be part of the plan.
Yes, absolutely.
And it's okay to change your plan as long as you had a plan to change.
Yep, to begin with. Okay, so first of all, let's talk a little bit about energy levels, right? I mentioned energy levels, and obviously when they are depleted, we are depleted. Sabrina, you were saying something, excuse me, earlier when we got home from the gym today. We were talking about energy, and I said, you know, sleep is such a great way to get energy. And you said, yes, but some people, when they try to go to sleep, they can't sleep, and therefore they cannot rejuvenate. And I said, that's interesting because I have no trouble sleeping. And you said, yes, because your energy body isn't broken.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody's energy body is broken and disrupted or there are blockages.
Broken seems so final. Let's say not in great shape.
Okay.
Right?
But it can break and cause blockages, right? Disrupted. How about that? That when your energy system, which is completely connected to your physiology, when it is off, you don't sleep well.
No.
You don't maintain and charge your battery well.
Mm-hmm.
You actually get depleted faster because the energy's not flowing correctly.
Well, sleep is nature's way. We see it with our pups. That's how we're supposed to, one of the ways, recharge. Like we always say, it's like at night, you don't just put your iPhone or whatever phone you have on the nightstand. You plug it in. And sleep is one of the ways that we plug in the phone. But that only works if the system is working right.
Right?
That only works if the iPhone is working. If you've got a broken phone, plugging it in isn't going to recharge it. If you have a short, I had a computer. I kept plugging it in. It wouldn't stay charged. It wouldn't stay charged. It wouldn't stay charged. Yeah, if I unplugged it, it would turn off. And I think I see that happening with people. I think hormones affect it a whole lot. When your energy is off, our hormones are wacky.
That's so true.
And you're exhausted and you fall asleep, but you can't sleep for very long.
It's a spiral.
Yeah.
And it tears your body down slowly sometimes, and sometimes you have a big crisis situation and illness shows up. And it is no fun to be moving through life without a good flow of energy. So this leads us to what do we do? Well, we've got to protect our energy levels, and we need to do it now, not tomorrow. When would now be a good time, right? So before the whirlwind of the summer really kicks off, if you've got a lot of plans ahead and you know that you're going to be traveling and going around or getting those extra projects done, let's make sure that we get our energy right and we build up the reserves so that we can accomplish everything that we want this summer and without feeling like we're running on fumes by the end of the summer. So there are two main things that we can do, all of us as a community, as individuals, to protect ourselves mentally, physically, and energetically. Let's have an amazing summer. All right, Sabrina, let's start. There's two main things. The first one is a personal energy plan. We've got to have a plan. And the second thing is the way that you protect your energy. There's energy exercises. I bet you guys are familiar with some of these. We're going to talk about these. If you haven't been doing them lately, let's get on it. This is something that anyone can do. They leave you feeling vibrant and charged, but also peaceful. Mm-hmm. And it's not like those hardcore workouts that you see people doing at the gym where they're exhausted. This is an energy lifting. We'll get more into that in a moment. Can we start with the plan?
Sure. Okay. Go ahead.
Thanks. What are some tips that you have? She's messing with me. She's got a whole series of tips for you about planning. Sabrina's an amazing planner, and I'm going to pitch it over to you because you see people get stressed out with their creating their plans.
Yes. So my big thing when starting to create a plan, and I love that you brought up energy exercises, because when we just spoke about sleep, we said sleep is nature's way of replenishing the energy, but if the energy is broken, like the iPhone battery was broken, it doesn't work. These energy exercises are actually like taking my computer whose battery was broken to the shop and getting the battery fixed so that then the natural form of energy charging sleep can and will work.
Great analogy.
Right? It's not like stop sleeping and just do these exercises 8 hours a night. No, it's do all the things that the body naturally does. But these energy exercises keep you from craving the carbohydrates because the brain says, I need energy, I need energy. Let me eat carbs, and we have these addictions. There's all these things that the body and its intelligence try to do to get us energy, but it doesn't know that there are some simple ways to align the energy system so that it can be more at peace. Mm-hmm. Like I'm probably one of the most active physical people I know.
Yes, you are.
I like to go. I like to walk. I like to dance. I like to move. I like to stay busy. And I'm really hardly ever tired. Now, when I sleep, bye-bye.
She can sleep.
You can just basically go, sleep, and I'm gone. I'm like, gone.
She's
right?
Boring narcolepsy.
When it's time, I go. And what's great is that if, like, one of the puppies needs to go out at 3 in the morning, I can take them out and come right back in and just bye-bye all over again. And it's because of these energy exercises, because I hear other people saying, oh, I can't go back to sleep.
That's so true.
So anyway, having a plan, to me, it has to be very doable. And I was not so good at this many, many years, and I would make these grande plans, right? So that would be like, okay, starting tomorrow, I'm going to get up at 6 a.m., and I'm going to go for a walk, I'm going to do Qigong, and then I'm going to go to the juice store, and I'm going to buy this, and you pile all this stuff in, like 12 things that you're going to change immediately, and you're setting yourself up for failure.
So true.
And as soon as you start to fail, most of us will give up. The brain loves a win. So what I would say is, you know, pick three things to start with. Or let's say you have a big plan. We'll think of a plan like a road trip. And you're going from New York to LA, right? So you might start by chunking it into how many days you will take to make the trip. Oh, I'm going to take 6 days. But then, so only focus on day one and a few things for day one. And that's how I would be with the energy plan. I would focus on this. What am I going to start to implement right now in bite-sized things? Maybe one thing, like I'm going to consistently every morning spend at least 15 minutes doing Qigong, and I'm going to add or take away one thing from my diet.
What's Qigong?
What is Qigong?
What is that?
Qigong is magical way of moving.
Uh-oh.
Magical way of moving. So energy flow is very ancient, come from Asia. Miraculous thing happened to people who do Qigong.
I love that accent.
Yeah.
Is that an accent?
Mm-hmm. I got that off a cartoon.
Okay, I think everybody knows what Qigong is now.
Qigong is the grandfather of Tai Chi. Used to take Tai Chi to the park when Tai Chi was little. No. I think of Tai Chi as choreography. It seems very much this sequence of steps done in a particular order, they tend to take more space and they are thought of with more self-defense mindset, fighting mindset, where Qigong is not so structured in the choreography of it, and I feel like it's talked about more and the benefits are more balance, healing, moving meditation, really about the balancing all the chakras, getting into alignment, helping get your head on straight, not just taking a break, but really balancing and rejuvenating the entire system, because there is a mental focus while you do it beyond choreography.
Right on.
So that's one of the reasons that I love it. If something is too complicated of movement, so much of the time is spent focusing on a movement instead.
And it also corrects that broken channels,
right,
the parts of the energy body called meridians. It corrects those, and that's what gets the energy flowing well, so you can have wonderful daily energy and great sleep. Okay. Sorry to interrupt. I know we're talking about the plan here.
So my first tip was bite-sized nuggets. Now, of course, I'm assuming that everybody's writing these down. You have to write down your plan.
You do.
It's because you won't remember. You won't remember. And also, like, as far as my daily plan, well, I know I teach every morning at 8 o'clock. So, you know, that's easy. So I know what I'm doing from 8 to 9:30, and I know where I am. But then other chunks of the day, I like to plan a specific time that something is done. Now, like I said earlier, you can change the plan, but without a plan, you just don't have a plan. So that's why I said maybe commit to some type of energy Qigong practice every morning for just 10 or 15 minutes. No big deal.
Oh, but the dividends, the payoff is huge.
And if you're wanting to maybe drop some excess weight, then I would say pick one thing and say, you know what, I'm going to stop drinking sugary sodas, or I'm going to stop eating white flour. Just remove one thing that you know.
Or even those healthy protein bars that have lots of calories. Mm-hmm. That was putting weight on my body.
Yeah.
But I was doing this healthy thing, right?
Yeah.
And saving myself about 200, 250 calories every day, just dropping one of those.
Yeah.
And that affects your weight over time.
I mean, I'm just to make sure everyone knows. So their weight is based on calorie. It's a unit of energy, however many you eat a day, and however many you burn up through physical movement, right? But then there's also the quality of the calories for your health, right? Like a lot of diets just say, you know, restrict your calories to 1,500. And then you have girls saying, well, wow, I could just eat 6 candy bars. No, no, that's not a good idea. So that's why I said, if there's anything in your diet that isn't giving you a big punch for your health, get rid of that. And if everything you're consuming is already pretty super healthy, then I would look at where am I maybe putting more units of energy in my body than I am expending. That's all it is. When the body stores fat, it's just like having some cans of beans in the pantry, right?
Exactly.
It's just, I bought more than I ate, right? I ate more than I used up. So it's stored in the pantry for another time, but unfortunately, we keep buying more, right? We just keep eating more. So when you have stuff in the pantry, it would be okay to slightly deplete your caloric intake, slightly, and go ahead and let your body eat some of that fat or those beans in the pantry.
And I love you bringing this up, because when we do this and work on healthy weight level, it gives you more energy. Obviously, if you're carrying more weight, you're going to feel more tired. You're lugging around an extra backpack or something.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I love that you brought up the quality of the calories. Because just because you're putting in the sugars, or the girl's analogy, you said, I'll just eat 6 candy bars, your insulin's spiking and crashing, your energy's messed up there.
Yep.
And
because food is energy.
Yes, and it has
a calorie is a unit of energy.
And it has a different quality, like you said. So some foods are filled, they're teeming with life force. That's why they're called live foods, right? So the more we can eat truly healthy live foods, the more energy we're going to have as well. Okay, cool. So we're on our plan. I would say having an energy plan, think of it as twofold. I like to think of it as a way that I'm protecting myself and extending my life. So when you have a plan, if you can attach a real good reason to why you're going to stick to it, you're going to stick to it. So if you also can use consequence, well, if I don't implement the things that I've laid out on my plan, here's what would happen or will happen or is happening to me. I'm going to have restless nights. I'm going to gain more weight. I am going to be more grumpy. I will have less pep in my step. Like, make a list of all the consequences. And it's like, oh, I really don't want that to be my life experience. And that can be a motivator to flip to the other side. I sometimes use a little 3x5 index card. And on the other side, from the consequences, or what's the payoff? What's in it for me? What am I going to get from sticking to my plan? And that's called attaching a why to your plan. And if your why is big enough and juicy enough and fun enough, you're going to do it. But there's also some triggers, some things that you can do that help remind you to stick to your plan, because I've noticed, and you probably have too, we can have great intentions. We can really have some good discipline up front. But without helpful triggers to remind us of our why and the plan itself, we have amnesia and we forget. So what might a trigger be? Well, here's one that Muhammad Ali used. This was cool. He actually had a plan to be the champion, and one part of his plan was to run in the mornings, to go for his daily run for his stamina. But you know what? He really didn't like running. He didn't like running at all, but he knew he needed to do it for his health, his shape, his fitness, his stamina. So you know what he would do? He had a stool by his bed, and he would put his running sneakers on the stool. So the first thing he saw when he opened his eyes in the morning was his running shoes. Boom. That was a trigger. Okay, I want to be the champion. I want to stay the champion. I got to run. So look for little things that remind you to implement your plan. Back to you, Mrs. Brina.
While you're saying that, I thought of John Lennon's quote, "Life is what happens to you while
you're making other plans. Yeah.
And I just want to say, that's not what we're talking about, because he says busy making other plans. We're talking about actually making plans so that you can experience your life more fully.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there are plans that we can make so that life is more full and more enjoyable, and that's what the whole VIP club is about, is how can you have a bigger life, a more fulfilling life, a life that is free of pain so that you feel good moving, and that there are natural approaches to all this, how to plan with a healthy mindset, how to enjoy the relationships that you have with other people. Like this morning, we were making a plan, and I said, Sunday is my one day that I have gone and taken someone else's class as far as a fitness thing goes, and it's really fun for me, and it's in the morning. So I said to Tristan, are you going to come with me to the gym, or are you going to go later? And he said, well, I think maybe I'll go later. It's early. And I said, but if you do that, then I'm going to be gone in the morning, and you're going to be gone in the afternoon, and we don't get to spend time together. So that's even just making a plan, right? So we said, well, why don't we go together so that we have time to spend together this afternoon.
And you painted a picture for me.
Yeah, and I said, we could go out and run errands together this afternoon, which you know just thrilled him to death.
Woo-hoo!
I said, we could go buy a splitter for the outside faucet.
Yay!
So we can have two hoses in one.
Oh, my gosh. I got so excited.
And we need a new hosey thing for the kitchen sink. And we could go and you can come with me to the brow bar so I can get my eyebrows plucked. We can
Yay!
Do all these things together. So by shifting that around. And so we actually created a plan that helped us to spend time together.
Yeah, so true. And so I love that you brought that up, because that reminds me that when you have a trigger, like Muhammad Ali with the running shoes, you want to attach to the trigger an outcome.
Mm-hmm.
Not just the consequences of not doing it, but what's the, like I said a moment ago, what's in it for you? And this is why people benefit from having vision boards and things like that if they understand how to use them correctly.
Yeah.
Rather than just throwing a bunch of pictures on a wall, they should be attached to a plan. Right. Almost like setting up a day or setting up a outcome. But when you have that picture, whether you run it in your mind or you see it on – I used to stick them on the mirrors in the bathroom and things
mm-hmm.
like that. We don't do that as much these days. I have
no.
a whole freaking wall of pictures
yeah.
in the office. But when I look at a particular image – it then reminds me of, oh, I love when I look that way or I feel that way or when we go on that adventure together.
Yeah.
And it's the trigger stimulates
mm-hmm.
me to remember what's in it for me.
Right.
Or how I may serve others. If I take care of me, I can take care of others.
Yeah.
So every time you remember what's in it and why you want it, you will have motivation.
Yep. Like, I think that's why I have a picture from our wedding on my desk downstairs. You know, because when I look at that, I remember our wedding day, which was a really, really beautiful day. And
yeah.
I can immediately tap into those feelings and remember that I love you.
That sounded funny. And you didn't mean it to come out that way. I love that about you. But I get it.
And I know that with religious symbols, you know, a lot of us like to wear things bracelets or necklaces or hang things on the walls at our home that when we see them, it reminds us of the reverence that we want to have towards life.
Right.
It triggers us to be who we want to be. And I know for myself, a lot of the reasons that I stay true to my plan of especially taking care of my physical body and having time for contribution to others is because of my conviction to my source, my spirituality, that is connected to everything for me.
Right.
Right. It's not just about vanity. It's not just about, I just want to feel good. It's that it's my duty and my service to take care of things to the best that I can.
Oh, I love that you brought that in. That's the essence of Satori method, really,
yeah.
Right there.
And talking about, you know, pictures and triggers, the most important thing is that we don't get what we call banner blindness, which is you've seen that picture 100 times and you really don't even see it anymore.
Right.
And you might see it, but you don't let your heart connect to it. Right? A picture is nothing. It's ink on a page. What's beautiful about a picture or a photo is the emotion that you can attach to it. And that emotional attachment to achieving your plan, right? I like to use the example of I want to stay healthy so that I can go out with my grandchildren, right? We've had numerous people tell us that. I wasn't before I worked with you guys and did your programs. I had trouble bending over to put on my own shoes. I couldn't pick up my grandchildren, and I really wanted to do that, or my children. And so seeing pictures of their kids around their house actually helped them stick to the plan of doing their Qigong and doing their martial yoga, because they weren't doing it just for the inflammation or just for the arthritis or like my father being so committed to taking turmeric, right? Well, he's probably committed because my mom shoves it in at him and says, take this, Keith, take this, drink this. But
true
I mean,
love.
He has had just miracles happen with inflammation in his legs and feet from, you know, pretty heavy doses of turmeric. And that isn't just so that he's not in pain, but it's so that he can still run around with my mom, and they can go to Costco together, and they can go to Panera, and they can keep coming to my Zumba class. It keeps him in his life. So sticking to that plan of consistently, even something that simple, I'm going to take this turmeric every day or twice a day. It seems like nothing. Well, how come we don't do it, right? I buy bottles of stuff, and I'll take half the bottle, and then somehow I just stop doing it. Why?
Or Tristan took the other half. That's so true. To connect it to that deeper inner why, that soulful why is that's the greatest power we have as human beings. That's the thing that pushes us through the dark nights of the soul. It's the thing that pushes us through the crisis, the heavy, heavy stuff. And it's the thing that brings the greatest joy to everything, because now it's fully charged with gratitude and appreciation for this incredible life. I'm really grateful that you brought that into the conversation. Let's talk a little bit now about these energy exercises in particular. You know, I mentioned earlier it's something that anyone can do. I love that about the Qigong, is that anyone can, you know, if you can do them sitting, you can do them standing. There are some stepping and moving Qigongs. The ones that you most likely have, whether it's a good morning, good evening Qigong or the flow form with us, those are mostly standing, but there's lots of bending and flowing, and you're opening the joints, and you're breathing, you're oxygenating your whole body. You're getting your head aligned with your body and your heart. And so a simple 10-minute, 15-minute experience, routine, is going to leave you feeling so charged, especially if you do that in the morning or midday. It's going to give you that rejuvenating boost to really be present to your day and have a wonderful day. But the cool thing about energy exercises is that you can use them also towards the end of the day so that you have a relaxing evening and a great night's sleep, because they're working on your energy body. They're correcting. They're doing a few things. They're definitely working on your physical body. There's gentle, as I mentioned, the movements. They're going to help your joints and your muscles be relaxed and supple. But the energy part, which is really connecting your breathing as you're doing them, proper breathing, deep breathing, with a mental focus and sending the energy, because you use your brain to direct the chi. There's a saying you may have heard, where your attention goes, the energy flows. So we're applying attention in a specific mindful way while we're doing them. That's why they're also called moving meditations. But when you do that, that causes the internal energy, the life force, also known as chi, to move through the channels. And where the blockages or disruptions are, those get corrected. And you should think and visualize this right now and when you practice, because this is the magic energy solution. It's the reason that healing takes place. It's the reason that you feel great after you do them, because you got everything lined up. It's the reason that you sleep great at night. And again, visualize almost like there are these little rivers through your arms and your legs and up and down your spine. And there's like these pools where all the energy flows into. There's one in your lower belly. There's one in your heart. And there's one in your forehead, head area. And as the channels are opening, and this, I like to visualize chi as like golden white light, or as like pristine blue water. And it's effortlessly flowing through the channels like little rivers, and you can almost even see where there might have been obstruction that could be like a pain in the body, a stiffness, a feeling of stagnation maybe in the whole body. You visualize it flowing perfectly like a beautiful river, and it's just moving. It's going down your arms. It's coming back up your arms. It's flowing into those energy pools that I talked about. And then it's going up into the head and up and down the back. And there's, if you're going through the programs, you're learning these things. And maybe this is the motivation to crack open the course again and listen to some of the private lessons and get a few more of these nuances that I'm mentioning right now. Because when you do, you correct the energy body, the energy system. And that's the key. But the piece before that we've talked about, the plan, without the plan, the exercises don't do you any good, because you're probably not doing them.
Or in the attention to detail, yeah, like you were just saying, good. You know, being a dancer myself and Tristan a martial artist, the alignment and remembering the alignment and subtle adjustments. Like for me, with my dance background, there's nothing that I love more than say I've had a practice for a while, is to go back to the beginner tutorial. Because I'm a different person now after practicing, and I know I'm going to pick up more subtleties and nuances and placement and alignment and posture that I was too overwhelmed the first time I watched the tutorial with just like the four big takeaways. So I'm always going back to the basics, because I'm refining my experience. And what's really funny about us human beings is when I do have a plan, which is always, And I'm doing these practices for my health, my business, my life, my family, for contribution. You know, tithing is a plan. Everything is. But particularly the ones involving help, I take it for granted, because when I feel good and I sleep good, I kind of don't notice my health. I tend to notice things more when I have the aches and pains or inflammation or something is injured or there's sickness or illness, sinus, drainage, you know, all of that, I notice the body more. So I think that I find that when people start doing practices that are creating this energetic environment for more health, they don't notice that they feel so much better sometimes because it's been incremental, and we don't notice how good we feel as much as we tend to notice how bad we feel. So I just want to tell you to, you know, when you have your plan, look back at it and say, oh, yeah, I had this plan because my knees were hurting and my hips were sore and I had trouble sitting and see how are you doing with those? Because with a plan, especially if the plan is to solve a problem, right? Let's say that there is just a general sense of fatigue. Like I just feel, somebody says, you know, I just feel tired all the time and I'm actually sleeping. I'm sleeping too much and I still feel tired all the time. I don't feel the energy to move. So we would have to create a plan to help that person. Part of the plan, though, that a lot of people forget about is what caused that problem in the first place, right? So we don't want a plan that just fixes the symptom, but we also have to address what was causing it in the first place. And that's what a lot of these energy practices just do that automatically. What's the root of almost all problems health-wise is like some type of energetic disruption. So when you're making your plan to solve a problem, make sure that you ponder what caused this in the first place. And I might need to stop doing that or adjust that, right? Is it, because it might be what caused it is some type of emotion. It might be something that you're physically doing. It might be that you're eating. Like, I have this really weird thing when I eat sugar. Like, if say I ate a donut. just in
that. That would be weird.
or a piece of a candy bar. I have the worst pain in my neck and at the base of my skull. And that was for years, and I never knew what caused it. And I mentioned it to somebody. And I mentioned it to my brother, and he goes, you know what, after you said that, I noticed that I do too. And I actually haven't looked it up. I probably should. But I noticed that I could have that as a problem, right? Wow, I have this sensation, this pain in my neck. But I need to say, well, why am I having that so randomly every day at 4 in the afternoon when coincidentally I just ate my afternoon donut, right? And get to the root of what's causing it and deal with that. I am extremely fortunate in this lifetime that my body does not like a lot of things and pretty heavily reacts to sugars and white flours and bad oils and grease. I feel pretty sick when I eat any of that. So I feel extremely blessed. I'm not tempted anymore because I get so sick.
Yeah, you've been like protected in advance by that. Sometimes we're lucky, you know. Pain is a wise thing, helping guide us away from things we don't need.
Mm-hmm.
So I get that. I have that with a lot of things my body reacts to. I think the more sensitive we become, too, as our energy shifts and evolves, there's less of that other lower vibrational stuff that we can tolerate. And that's good, right? I mean, there's certain people, too, we can't tolerate anymore. We want to be around high vibration thinking people. So don't worry if that's happening to you. It's a normal phenomena. All right, so remember, follow your plan consistently. You're going to get great results. And I'll tell you, if you haven't been doing your energy exercises lately, they're so wonderful. And if you have, you know exactly what I'm talking about. They give you the charge that you need, and they give you the calm that you crave. We all want to be relaxed and calm, but we also want to have a high energy, high vibration, wonderful life. So when you're creating your plan, attach your big why to it. That's what's going to give you the motivation. Set up wonderful triggers, positive triggers that motivate you. And then you've got to take that motivation and turn it into action. Go and do them. They don't take a long time. You can get them done in as little as 10 minutes, but the payoff, the dividends are humongous. They're so, so worth it. And all you have to do is just follow the home study video training that you have of ours. So do your energy exercises and you will live a long, happy, healthy life. By the way, it looks like we're ending here. But by the way, if you'd like to stay on a little longer and you feel that you need some motivation with the part about creating the plan and, you know, really sticking to it and getting a healthy program so that you feel like, you know, you are just really rocking it with your energy, then I'm going to invite you to something I'm doing this summer. I've got a summer challenge for you.
He's got a plan.
I've got a plan laid out to help you level up your life force energy. So go ahead and hang out with me a little longer if you'd like. I'm going to break it on down for you. If anybody has to head out, this will be in the recording, and you can listen to it later, and we'll send you some emails about it as well.
Absolutely.
So my birthday's coming up.
It is. His birthday's coming up on the 16th.
It's almost half a century, and I'm just so thrilled with the way life is unfolding, and I'm so grateful that I discovered these energy exercises. They've helped me to fall in love with my wife, because I feel tapped into who I am. They help me heal my body from crippling pain. They've helped me to have something really beautiful to share in the world. It's given me a business, if you will, that I love. And it's given me something that as I do it more and more and more, I can feel my soul waking up more. I feel more love. I feel more purpose in my life from these energy exercises. So I thought, what a fun thing to, rather than want to get gifts, is to create a gift of inspiration, a gift of sticking to the plan, and a short window, a 30-day window, where I could help my friends and my students and all of our VIPs. We're going to give you guys a great opportunity to join. So sometimes people are wondering, you know, well, what's in it for me if I do a 30-day challenge, okay, because that's what this is. Well, think about it. If this is something we learned working with John Assaraf, if you're consistent with anything, and that's so important, right, the consistency piece, then you start to create new pathways. They're called neural pathways in your brain. And remember, you have two brains, right? You have your top-level thinking brain, the brain we're using right now, rational, logical, goal-setting brain. And then you have the deeper mind, right? The one where all your mental blueprints live and all your habits live and all the things that we just do on autopilot, those are in the deeper subconscious mind. Well, in order for us to change the subconscious mind, which is the mind we really, 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 really want to change, so we have the positive results that we want, we've got to do consistently for around 21 days an action so that we lay down new neural pathways. And then if you can do that beyond the 21 days, it's almost like walking through the grass. And every day you walk through and you start to carve out a path, right? Sort of like a groove in a record player. Well, over time, you see the path clearly. Well, if you keep going beyond the 21 days, it's sort of like laying down concrete on top of it. It's now a predictable, lasting result. So a challenge, for anyone who does a challenge, if they stick to it, it ensures that it becomes a way of life for them. So if you've been struggling with the up and the down situation or the on and the off and the getting super excited and charged and inspired, but then it only lasts for like 5, 6, 7 days and it goes away, then you need more consistency. So I want to offer you that. Here's what I'm going to be doing. For anyone who's new to Satori, they're going to get, and this includes you, all the energy exercises you'll ever need for the rest of your life. We're including our home study courses because energy is the missing piece. It is the solution. So I'm going to guide you, in addition to 30 days of inspiration, I'm going to guide you, and I'm going to actually do this every day live, and I'll explain how in just a moment, through the Satori Qigong, which is the Qigong that I developed with Sabrina while I was healing my body, and it was the Qigong that enabled us to actually create, how do you put this? We were sending out a signal, if you will. We were sending out positive energy. We were becoming highly charismatic. We were magnetizing our life, and we attracted all these great things, like our wedding. We attracted the most beautiful place to have the wedding because the people that knew us were like, you guys are awesome. I love training with you. And
for free.
For free. Here, you could have my whole venue to have, like, crazy stuff. Because we were thinking, how are we going to pull this off? You know, weddings are expensive. And then we wanted a new dojo, and we were outgrowing the place we were in. And, like, where we live and where our dojo was, there's, like, no real estate available. There's nothing to lease. It's so well populated and such an affluent area and kind of expensive. And we were in a fitness center that we were just, you know, it was working. It was good. But we needed something bigger. And like we put it out there, and within 2 weeks, across the street, we got our new, bigger, better, amazing dojo. And then John Assaraf and Joe Vitale and Peter Ragnar and all this stuff. And we looked back later and we went, what did we change? You know, what was different? We were doing a lot of energy work. We changed our energy signature.
We changed our plan.
We did. We changed the plan, and the plan changed us. So I want to help you have those experiences as well. And 30 days is a great amount of time to put a little skin in the game. I'm going to Monday through Friday, while Sabrina goes and teaches her class, I'm going to teach you all. And it's going to be through video, and it's going to be through audio. And Sabrina, what's your insight?
Do you want to tell them what time you're going to consistently be there for people for 30 days? And
for
that
sure.
It might fluctuate a little bit because we have some trips, so it might not be every morning at 8. It might sometimes be a little later.
Sure. I can go over that. My plan right now, because I want to be as considerate as possible for the most amount of people that are going through this, people living out in, on Pacific time, I wouldn't want it to be too early for them. So, and then those on Central and Eastern. So I'm going to pick 9 a.m. every morning, and I'll record everything. So you'll be able to, if you're in Europe or you're somewhere else that you can't do that schedule, you still have access to what's shared and feel that you're part of this experience. Plus, there'll be an online community that's set just for us. It's not a big group of people. I really think of this as a virtual dojo that I'm inviting you into, and we're going to train together. Now, at my martial arts school, for years, I had 5 classes a week. And some students, not all, but some, they came to every single class. They were that available and into it. And so I'm going to Monday through Friday show up for class. Bless you. But I'm bringing the classes to you. That's what's so exciting for me today is the technology. I could do that.
Well, that's the plan, is that there will be teachings. There will be something to consume consistently every day, a chunk of new information, a chunk of something to implement. And that, to me, is what is exciting, is Tristan's making a plan to do something and inviting you to make it part of your plan, too.
I'm inviting you to class with me. And it's going to start with a meditation. We're going to get our heads screwed on straight in the beginning of the day. So, again, I'm picking 9 a.m. Central. So that would be 7 a.m. Pacific. That would be 10 a.m. Eastern. And we will have guided meditation. There will be some sharing. And then, because it's going to, I'll explain how you can communicate with me. It's different than anything we've done before. There will be a camera set up. We've got our new studio set up for this, where I can actually walk you through and answer questions and then show you the answer to your questions about movements or about how energy works or about these energy centers and things that aren't necessarily in the home study courses that you're going to pull out of me, okay? So there will be a video feed on me, and so you can see me. I cannot see you, but I can see you through the chat. And I also will have the phone line like this up, but I will have it open. And what that means is I can hear you. So if you say, I'm going to teach you certain words that you can say that get my attention, just like you were in my dojo with me, and a student would say like, oh, sensei, I have a question. And then we would stop and we would answer that question. But you'll know when to do that. So this isn't for everyone. I get that. This is for people who are like, you know what? I don't have that where I live, or I don't see that anywhere else online like this, or I would love to do 30 days so that I could level up my energy and really make this stick. I would love to be part of a community of wonderful people who are doing this together. Yeah, I've got some health stuff I'd like to level up, or yeah, I'd like to be manifesting and creating at a higher level in my life. And if you commit to something, you will have a result. And I'll tell you this last thing here, is the students who committed that came to the school, the dojo, I'm talking about in the past, I'm thinking of all my black belts right now, and I don't have a lot because I'm picky, but the ones that did come and stick to the training, they became amazing. You know why? They had a plan. I laid it out for them. I walked them through it, and then they showed up. So you don't have to worry about the goal setting and any of that. I'm going to do that for you. I know exactly what you need to level up your life force. I know exactly what plan we're going to do together first. We're going to focus on our mind, our body, and our spirit. because without that being all integrated on online, all the other areas of life will be off. Because think of it like a car, and your car is your body and your mind, but you as the spirit, you're the driver. If we don't have the car and the driver knowing where they're going and why they're going and have gas in the tank and a charge on the battery, we ain't getting anywhere. We're not going from New York to San Diego, sorry, because the car and the driver's messed up. So let's get us fully charged. And I'll guide you through this for 30 days. I've never done anything like this before. I'm doing it as my birthday gift to pay it forward. Yes, you've got to put some skin in the game because that way you're showing up, right? We invest in ourselves and we invest in a program. We're more likely to show up. Also, you're getting me and my time and my one-on-one. Literally, you can have one-on-one coaching with me because the phone line is open. The video feed is open. It is live, baby. It's live and it's real. This is going to be so amazing. You're going to have so many transformations if you want to go through this with me. All right. I do not have the page to send you to just yet. I should have that up in a day or two. So this is just priming the pump, getting you thinking about it, and then look for an email from us. And you can check out all the goodies I'm going to include. You're going to get three programs, the Satori Flow Form, that's Satori Qigong, and maybe there's some other programs you don't have. We're including those, a bunch of goodies, and look forward to this, my friends, because it's going to be amazing.
And it starts when?
I'm shooting for my birthday as the kickoff. You'll get the exact date.
That's
the 16th. Right, I'm shooting for that. It might be the following Monday. There's an easy way to register. And all of our VIPs, I'm going to give you guys $100 off the program. And if you've been through Life Force Unlimited before and you're a VIP member, guess what that means for you?
What?
You get to go through this whole thing without any charge.
For free, like our wedding?
For free like our wedding. So how cool is that? And if you haven't invested in Life Force Unlimited, don't worry. You're going to get a great deal.
And if you have travel plans, we actually will be traveling twice during this 30 days, but we're still going to be able to add to the community and be supporting. And that's what's kind of exciting about it because it's like on the go.
I'm going to prove that you can stick to it.
Yes. So as it's okay if you're like, oh, wow, you know, I can't start on the 16th. It's going to be going for 30 days, and you'll have access to it, of course, after.
And Sabrina, I've convinced Sabrina, even with her busy planned schedule, she's going to be there available. We're going to be teaching some of the Satori concepts that are very important that you probably want to know about. The Path to Mastery, it's an awesome program that's going to be included. Cycle of Success, this is how I was able to turn people into black belts. You do a 30-day challenge, that's like getting a belt. You're going to get this really cool wristband from us. It's your first belt in Satori when you finish this thing. But there's cycles to that, like belt levels, and we want to help you become a black belt in life. You're going to get our mental kung fu. Mental kung fu is awesome. It's how you like get your head screwed on straight so you don't get all whacked out. And it's simple, it's easy to follow, and you'll get the Satori rituals. It's our plan for sticking to the energy practices. Okay, friends, that's pretty much everything. So be on the lookout from the email from us. You'll be able to get registered. And would you land the plane for us, please, darling?
Sure. Just want to tell you, if you had any great like moments of inspiration during the call, well, of course you did. Write them down, and maybe just get a booklet, get something so that you can start to write a few things down that are going to help you stick to a few things to shift your life to more of a life that you love, where you can show up even bigger. And beyond that, just keep an eye on your inbox and have a wonderful 4th of July, because we're red, white, and blue.
All right, friends. Much, much love.